chicas son bonitas, pero como que el ambiente está como aburrido. Like, there's no life. They certainly act like they should don't stay. You wanna be out? Hola.
Welcome to the Bone and Bow Podcast. I'm your host, Helen, and I'm with...
Sam.
Today, we're going to talk about spicy foods.
So get a nice glass of water, the hottest peppers you can find, and join us.
Because today, we're going to heat things up.
Una aventura es más divertida si huele a peligro. Si te invito a una copa y me acerco a tu boca, si te robo un besito, ábrete, no hagas conmigo. ¿Qué dirías si esta noche te seduzco en mi coche? Que se empañen los vidrios y las reglas que goces.
So, Sam, today I want to talk about something that we've been discussing in the past. So, if you go on a date with somebody and you order like the hottest thing you can eat, and then it gets to your table, and you put Tabasco all over it, and then you offer a bite to the person you're on a date with, and they don't want any. What do you do?
I would be so turned off.
Right away? Just like that?
Right away.
What if they were fucking hot?
They're not hot if they can't handle the heat.
Oh, really?
Absolutely.
What do you think heat does to you?
Heat triggers a response in your mouth that, you know, it hurts. It physically hurts. But then when the heat is over, your brain releases endorphins in response to the pain. Because that's what your brain does. It releases endorphins in response to stress and pain. And that's why, you know, runners get runner's highs because they're in so much pain while they're running. And then afterwards, you know, all these endorphins are released. Same kind of thing with spicy food. So... not only do I think spicy food enhances the flavor of food oftentimes, but that, you know, you get kind of addicted, like runners are addicted to their runner's highs. You get addicted to the feeling of spice afterwards. And I don't like when people can't appreciate that and don't know about it and they're just scared of it.
I know, I totally agree. So turned off right away. I always think that we won't be able to go out. Because I like to share my meal with somebody.
Oh, yeah. And cooking together.
Cooking together?
I want to make everything spicy.
Yeah.
And I don't want to just add spice afterwards. I want the dish to be inherently spicy.
Oh, yeah.
That's when it's the best.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you know, your scorpion powder is a nice touch to everything, and it's great to have. But if that scorpion powder were incorporated in the dish, it would make it that much better.
Oh, yeah. Because the heat is released when it's heated. So, if you're just adding powder on after the fact, it's not going to be as spicy as if you heat it,
yeah,
you know, in the stew.
Mm-hmm. And spicy foods always become more spicy if they've been, like, cooled and left in the fridge, and then you heat them up the next day in the microwave or whatever. They always seem to be way spicier.
Yes. And you don't want to add it too soon, either, because if you cook it for, like, 2 hours after you put it in, it wouldn't be as hot.
Right.
There's, like, a window there.
Right.
Yeah. Some people add it too soon.
It's a fine, intricate art, but if you love spicy food, then you can discover it.
You can. So, when I was younger, I'm thinking about the first spicy food that I ever had that was so spicy that I wanted to just, like, curl into a ball.
Oh, yeah, I remember what mine was.
Stop eating it, but I couldn't stop eating it.
Uh-huh.
And I was at my dad's. And he had made pozole mm-hmm. with pork. And he makes it so spicy that every single spoonful, your nose is running. I just have, like, I basically shove a tissue up my nose because it won't stop otherwise.
Oh.
Yeah. And then, you know, 2 hours later.
Is that what you do on dates now,
too? Only if they're into it.
So with me eating spicy food on a date, if they don't like spicy food, then I don't want to date them. But with you, and you're eating spicy food with tissues up your nose.
Thanks a lot,
Sam.
They
don't want to date you.
Thanks a lot. I don't know. I think it gives my cheeks like a rosy blush.
Oh, yeah.
And that's sexy.
It is. Sweating a little bit.
Oh, yeah. A little bit of sweat in there. Yeah. Okay.
Go on.
So, I was so uncomfortable, and I remember that I didn't sleep that night because my stomach was just cramped and stressed. And then, of course, you know, the next morning, after I had my cup of coffee, I was hurting.
Oh, yeah.
And after that, I felt like I had sort of gone through a traumatic experience, but I had, like, prevailed through it.
Sure.
And then my tolerance slowly increased.
Interesting.
And it's been that way ever since. So, yeah, I was 12, I think.
I don't remember a time that I didn't like spicy food.
Really?
Do you? Do you remember?
I mean, that pozole.
Well, but just like mediocre levels of spice. Like, even when I was like a little kid, like, I don't remember a time when, you know, I didn't want to add red pepper flakes to everything. Like, I remember being 7 or 8, and I would add red pepper flakes to everything, because that's what my mom did.
Really?
She loves spicy food as well. And so, she taught me, you know, to just, like, add a little bit of spice. And then, you know, over the years, as I grew up, that spice slowly increased. And the first really, really, really hot thing I ever ate, it's funny, because now I eat it, and it, like, it's barely spicy.
Oh, yeah.
But when I was about 10, we ate Chipotle, and my mom ordered it for me, and she ordered, like, some chips and salsa on the side, and it was the hottest salsa. Which is, you know, spicy.
It's fairly hot.
It's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, now I'm fine. Like, this is not nearly
now it's
spicy.
But tomato
it's their
hottest sauce.
One. Yeah. Whatever. Back then, I remember just eating that salsa with chips, and it was so hot. I hated it, but I loved it. Like, did I stop eating? No. Because with spicy food, sometimes the only thing that cures the spice is more of it.
Is to keep going. I agree. You
going.
Have to just, like, maintain that level.
Yeah.
And then it doesn't feel like you're getting hit 100 times.
You can't take a break.
You can't take a break.
No
you just
breaks.
Have to keep going. Once your mouth and throat are coated, you just have to stick with it.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
What do you think about when you drink water as opposed to, like, drinking milk?
I think milk is total bullshit.
Is
like,
it?
I've never experienced milk helping spicy food.
It doesn't coat your tongue with... I feel like it just, like, coats my tongue and, like, seals in the spice and makes it stick to my tongue.
If it was chocolate milk, yes. But regular milk, no. Sweet things do counteract spiciness.
That's really interesting.
But creamy things, that's a fallacy. Creamy things like milk or yogurt may cool your mouth off or... The thing is if you mix something really spicy with yogurt, then of course it's going to dilute it, and it's not going to be as spicy. But just simply eating something and then taking a bite of yogurt afterwards is not going to help the pain at all. No, but something sweet will.
Cool.
Yeah.
So do you think that if you serve a really spicy dish, you should have, like, candy at the table?
If you're a pussy.
Oh! Well, Sam, I feel like there are some people that sometimes we eat with and they are pussies. And we just kind
That's
of
true.
Quietly...
We're not quiet about it.
Yeah, it's much better when we just tell them to their face.
I tell them, hey, man up, if I can eat spicy food, you can too.
It's
I tell
so
all my friends, Sophia in particular. I'm like, Sophia, you are Mexican. Like, I'm going to train you to like spicy food.
What
I am.
That?
It's going to happen one day. I think she's gotten a little better.
I think she's gotten better, too. Crystal's gotten better, our transplant from out of state. We're based out of Denver, Colorado, so that spice is what we need.
It is.
If there aren't, like, 3 or 4 condiment options at every place we go, I get a little stressed out.
I do, too.
I always have to ask for something.
Yeah, today at Zoe Mama, I was about to ask for, like, some hot chili oil or something.
Yeah. We probably should have. She probably had it in the back.
I bet we could, next time we go there, we could ask for them to throw in, like, 10 extra of those chilies or something.
Yeah, except they weren't very
Usually
spicy
today.
Usually
if you ask someplace if they can make it extra spicy, they can. If it's made like that.
That's true. Yeah, always ask your chef.
Yeah.
That's why you have to be nice to them when
you
come in.
Can make it extra spicy?
Yeah. I've been so mad lately because Thai Monkey Club, you know, they have that spice rating. It's a 0 through 5 scale, and 5 is Thai hot.
Yeah.
And when I first started going there, Thai hot was, like, uncomfortable. Worse than the pozole my dad made when I was a kid. Horrible.
I even remember the first time I ate there with you, we got Thai hot. And it was pretty hot.
But...
like, it was hot. I mean, it was doable, but, like, I was hurting. And then last time we went there, nothing.
They had...
we didn't feel a thing.
No, they had too many white people eating there.
Or maybe it... yeah, maybe... maybe they dumbed it down for us, or maybe we've moved on to the next level.
See, and that's what I always wonder about. I
think we've moved on.
I think we maybe have. But
the spiciest isn't spicy enough anymore. We have to keep going.
We do. We're so far down the path. Habaneros aren't
spicy enough. Ghost chilies, not... okay, those are hot, but not spicy enough. Scorpion, now we're getting there.
We're getting closer.
So, Helen, I think so the last time I checked, scorpion pepper was the hottest pepper. You know, they keep, like, inventing new peppers. For a long time, it was the habanero was the spiciest one. And then someone came along and invented the ghost pepper. Like, crossbreeding and whatever. It's not a GMO, but it sort of is, you know. It's not, like, scientifically
it's modified. It's hybridized.
It's, like, hybridized, yeah. So they made, like, the ghost pepper was, like, man-made. Basically. And then that was the hottest pepper. And then they made the scorpion pepper. And that was the last hottest one that I've known of, but I've heard that there's an even hotter one.
There is, and I have it in my garden, Sam.
What is
it? Yes, it's the Virginia Reaper.
Oh.
Yeah.
Reaper.
I know.
Oh, it's gonna reap
us. It's gonna reap us a new one. But it's not doing very well. No. It's struggling. I think I need to give it some Miracle-Grow.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
Fuck organic.
I know. It sounds so rebellious.
I know. So what else about spicy food?
Well, I wanted to ask you, what do you use when you cook?
I use a lot of jalapenos. If there was one food that I eat more than anything, it's jalapenos. Especially vegetable-wise.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like those, because they're fresh.
They're fresh. They're spicy enough. I mean, they're not the hottest pepper, of course, but they're good and spicy. And, you know, I usually use, like, two or three of them for, like, just me.
Yeah, it's a good baseline.
Yeah. Yeah, and jalapenos have such a nice flavor.
Yes, they do. That's the thing.
They have a really, really good flavor, especially when they're roasted. That roasted jalapeno flavor is great. It's one of my favorite things.
That's nice.
So I use a lot of jalapenos. I mean, not in everything. Sometimes jalapenos just don't belong. So like in Italian food, I would never use a jalapeno in that.
Right. What would you use?
For like a fresh pepper, maybe a serrano. But basically, I feel like in Italian food, fresh chilies don't really apply. You want dried chilies, so red pepper flakes or chili oil.
Hell yeah.
I would use that. So I would use a lot of red pepper flakes. And I use a lot of those anyways.
What about cayenne?
Oh, cayenne, yeah, duh.
That's what I love.
So cayenne is basically red pepper flakes ground up. Same thing, right?
Yeah.
I use a lot of cayenne, yeah.
I'll dump like a whole cup of cayenne.
The nice thing about cayenne is it makes things really spicy without any added flavor and any added texture. It just makes things really spicy, like baseline, which is nice.
It is good.
So for Italian food, you don't want a lot of those extra like spice flavors because it's really simple. You know, Italian food is basil or oregano and tomato or olive oil and lemon and garlic. You know, that's Italian food. You don't want those extra like chili flavors. But if you want it to be spicy, which oftentimes, you know, Italian food can be, then you want something like cayenne or just red chili flakes. Red chili flakes on top are really pretty. But cayenne, if you want it really spicy, you just add a shit ton of cayenne and get it to the spice level you want.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So what do you do if you're having a party and there's, like, one person who doesn't like spicy food? Let's say you're going to make pasta with mascarpone cheese.
Mascarpone. Sure, I mean, to be honest, I would make it a little spicy no matter what.
What if they can't eat it? Would you feel bad?
I would make it a little spicy. I would not make it to my level of spiciness, but I would make it a little spicy. you know, add some chili flakes, because I think a certain level of spicy anyone can take. And if they can't, then I'm probably not friends with them. You know what I mean?
I know. I agree.
Like, our friends who don't like spicy food, they still, they like it, and they like a certain level of it.
They're, yeah, just,
you know.
They try.
They try it, yeah. And if they can't try it and they're not willing to, I don't want them. I'm not having them at my party.
Try new things, people.
Try new things. This is coming from a couple of white people. Well, Helen's kind of Lebanese.
And Mexican. And Greek.
You're Mexican?
Yes.
What?
Yes, Sam, we always...
Excuse me?
I'm Hispanic.
Anyways, I'm hella white, and I love the spiciest of the spice. And the two cultures that I come from, Norwegian and Germans from Russia, spice is not a part of any of those culinary profiles.
And why is that, Sam? Geographically,
because speaking. Norway and, well, Germany, as well as Russia... Germany, not so much, but my family comes from a region in Russia where Germans basically were expatriated. They were, I don't know, they moved from Germany to Russia and lived there for a couple hundred years. So they maintained their German culture and heritage and language, but they lived in Russia. So that's my family, Germans from Russia, and then Norwegian on my dad's side. And both of those countries are typically really cold, not hot. And historically, you find that the spiciest food, the spiciest cuisines are in the hottest regions of the world. Think of Mexico, Thailand, India, parts of China. The spiciest foods are in the hottest parts of the world.
Near the equator.
Mm-hmm. Sure, yeah, near the equator, exactly. So when you think of Japan versus China, a lot of, you know, times you think of those cuisines as kind of similar, maybe, in some ways.
Sure.
Or I guess a better example would be if you consider Japan and Korea. Very close in proximity, but Japan doesn't have a ton of hot places. Korea, there are really hot tropical places. And Korean food is super spicy. Japanese food is not.
Because it cools you off.
Sure, yeah. So there's two things about why spicy food is so prevalent in these hot climates. Number one is because, yeah, it physically cools you off. It makes you sweat, which cools your body off. So just the simple act of eating really, really hot food is going to make your body sweat and cool off and feel better. It might not seem like it in your mouth, but overall your body is going to sweat and feel better. Number two, they say that spicy food, one, wards off certain like bacterias. So in these really hot climates where produce and meat goes bad faster because it's so hot, when it's really spicy, it doesn't go bad as fast because it wards off certain bacteria and fungi and whatever. As well, which is kind of funny, I like this, is that even if meat per se is going bad, that because it's so spicy, that you don't really taste that it's going bad.
When it like masks
it. And masks that it's going bad.
Yeah.
It masks the bad flavor.
Which yes.
It's interesting.
It's interesting. It's not as, you know, I mean, and in our first world life, we don't run into it as much. But
right. But historically, that's why spicy food has become such a huge part of these people's cultures.
Yes.
Is for those reasons.
Do you think spicy food is a fad? Or do you think it's something that is, like, our tolerance is building? Just like, you know... Just like capitalism is growing.
I don't think it's a fad. I mean,
think... What about sriracha?
Sriracha is kind of a fad.
Isn't it's, it sriracha, Sam?
Sriracha. That's how it's spelled, sriracha.
Why does everyone say it wrong?
I think it's just sriracha. Because sriracha is a little difficult to say.
But, I mean, where is the sriracha factory?
In California.
It is?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
But...
I thought it was in...
I mean, sriracha's not from California, but...
Yeah, where is it from originally? Is it Vietnamese?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, sriracha is kind of a fad. It's really interesting. I remember for a long time I loved sriracha as well. And I still like it, you know. I like it with certain things.
Cock sauce.
Cock sauce. Love cock sauce with certain things. I love it with pho. But again, like, I don't add sriracha to my pho broth, because that takes away all the beautiful flavors of pho. Instead, I add a shit ton of jalapenos to it to make it really hot and add that nice, you know, subtle, smoky jalapeno flavor. But with sriracha, you know, on the side of pho, you know, I always, and I believe, I may be wrong, but I think this is, you know, how it, you should traditionally do it, is you put sriracha in a little side dish and then you dip your meat in it. You know, you don't add it to the broth.
You don't contaminate
sriracha,
the broth.
Yeah, you don't contaminate it. Sriracha is such a strong flavor and it's delicious, but with pho, you don't want your pho to taste like sriracha.
No. So, and I think sriracha is kind of vinegary, and I don't always want that.
It's also really sweet.
Do you think it's sweet?
It's very sweet. It's like ketchup.
Yeah, it is like a spicy, vinegary like ketchup.
And in many instances, I would prefer sriracha over ketchup.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's similar. It's like, you know, it's red, it's sweet, it's vinegary, just like ketchup, except sriracha uses chilies instead of tomatoes. I feel like they're the same exact thing.
Interesting.
Except sriracha has a different flavor profile because of the chilies that makes it really delicious.
Ketchup's way sweeter. Ketchup's way sweeter.
It is, but sriracha is still pretty sweet. It's pretty sweet. So sriracha, I think, is delicious. It's great. I'm kind of over it. I've gotten kind of sick of it because it is such a strong flavor. But I like it with certain things. I don't add it to everything like I used to, though.
Yeah, I'm kind of sick of it.
In a way, it has become a fad, but it's kind of nice because it shows that, you know, white people are becoming more accustomed to spice. So that's cool.
That is cool.
Mm-hmm. Because it is spicy. I used to think it was really hot when I first started eating it. I first discovered it when I worked at Noodles & Company, and I would add it to everything. And I thought it was pretty hot. And now when I eat it, it's barely spicy to me now.
No, it's like tomato sauce.
Mm-hmm. It's barely spicy. But when I first started eating it, it used to be hot.
Yeah.
Which is how most people consider it, like, pretty hot. It's not just, like, sort of hot. Like, Cholula is, like, sort of hot.
Yeah.
Tabasco, kind of hot.
No, Tabasco's hot. It's super hot.
It's as hot as sriracha.
You think? Mm-hmm. I feel like Tabasco's hotter.
I don't like Tabasco.
You don't like it because it's vinegary, huh?
It's very vinegary.
Yeah. I know. If you don't want that, it's no good. But I like it on potatoes, because I feel like potatoes are so, like, blunt of a flavor.
It's good on potatoes.
Yeah, and I need
it's
that
great
zing.
A Bloody Mary.
Mm. Yeah.
So, but Tabasco is not my favorite hot sauce.
What is your favorite of the Mexican hot sauces?
Tapatio. Because it's pretty spicy. It's not super hot. It's got a little bit of sweetness to it. And it just has a great flavor. I'm not exactly sure what chilies they use in it, but it has such a nice flavor. It's really, really good.
I like Tapatio.
Valentina is a close second, which Valentina actually isn't spicy. But it just has such a nice flavor. It's really good.
Cholula, I agree.
Cholula's good. I like Cholula.
It's fine.
It's fine.
I like the way the bottle looks with that wood top.
Oh, yeah, it's great. It's brilliant.
Yeah. I think that's why Cholula has prevailed over the other ones, just for that.
Oh, yeah.
That rustic wood top.
I agree.
People love that shit.
Mm-hmm. But when a restaurant has Tapatio, I think to myself, they're doing it right.
Yeah.
They know what's up.
That's right. Tapatio, it's a sign.
Yeah, Tapatio is the best.
Yes.
It's great.
I like at Chipotle that they have Tabasco, and then they have, like, the green Tabasco. And
the green Tabasco's good.
Yeah. The Chipotle Smoky Tabasco.
Yeah, that one's good, too.
I like that one.
I like both of those way better than the original.
Really?
Especially the green one. I like the flavor of the green one a lot.
You like Tomatillos a lot.
I'm not sure if it has Tomatillos.
I thought that's what it is.
I think it's jalapeno.
Because it's so sour. It's super sour.
I actually don't love Tomatillos.
I don't either. I thought you loved them.
Okay, no.
Oh.
They're just all right.
Oh.
They're fine.
There was one summer where you were like, let's put tomatillos in everything.
I don't believe that.
You did. You did that.
I think you're just thinking because you disagreed with the fact that I put tomatillos in that green chili.
Oh,
and
yeah.
In your head, you thought that I just wanted to put it in everything, but no, I didn't.
Yeah, you're right. I think
I remember
that.
Which they didn't belong. That green chili was bad. It was not good. I mean, it was good, but it was not what I wanted it to be. And there were so many steps. There were so many steps and intricacies of that green chili that I thought it was going to be amazing. And then I tasted it, and it just was not. It wasn't there.
The simple recipes are the best, Sam.
I need a simple green chili recipe. I haven't found it yet, but it's my goal this summer, the late summer, when the green chilies start coming in like crazy, and we're roasting them at Whole Foods out on the patio, and all you can smell is green chilies. I'm going to get a shit ton of them and find the perfect green chili recipe.
I'm going to go to Federal.
We're going to go Federal. To the flea market.
Yeah, we'll get or them Federal. There.
The flea market has really hot chilies. They were out of the ones I wanted last year. I forget what they're called, but they were the extra, extra hot ones. So I got the regular hot ones, and they were fine.
I want them as hot as possible.
When people seed their green chilies, I want to slap them.
When they do what with them? When they
seed them. When you seed anything, I want to slap you.
But, I mean, like in hatch chilies, there are so many seeds that it, like, ugh, it's very seedy.
Okay, maybe.
I mean, that's, like, the one exception. Maybe, but I agree with, like, jalapenos and, you know, it's like, keep them in there.
Maybe you're right, yeah.
Yeah, otherwise it's just a bell pepper.
When I see, like, famous chefs and they're like, okay, if you don't want it too hot, then just use one jalapeno for the whole thing and make sure you seed it. And I'm like, what is that?
What is that? No, it's so stupid. No, we need
20 jalapenos with all of the seeds.
I know.
God, it makes me angry.
You really got me turned on to habaneros.
Habaneros are a great pepper. Jalapenos have a really mild, subtle flavor, right?
You think? I think they have an incredible flavor.
When they're roasted, I mean, they do. It's great. When they're roasted, it really comes out. But habaneros right on the off the bat, when they're fresh, have a crazy, interesting flavor that you don't get from other peppers.
They're really vibrant.
Really vibrant. Almost fruity and...
Fruity.
Pineapple-y. They go great. It goes great with pineapple. Like yes, a habanero. It does. A habanero salsa is almost like a fruity kind of salsa. The first time I fell in love with habaneros as well was in Mexico. And it was at my favorite little food truck, little taco cart. And basically what this cart was you walk up and they just have a vat of pork, right? It's like this huge barrel of shredded pork that they're just like
slicing. Pork shoulder?
I think. Yeah, probably. Must be. It was so much shredded pork. Mm. And it was kind of disgusting, but amazing all at once. And it was the best pork I've ever had. Such a bomb flavor. Mm. And then you just got three tacos with it. And then they had different, you know, salsa options. And of course, the best tasting one was the habanero one. And it was so hot. Habaneros are really hot pepper. And so a salsa that's just habaneros and, like, onions. It was so hot, but so delicious. And it was the perfect, vibrant, stunningly hot, fruity complement to the super rich and fatty pulled pork on those tacos.
Nice.
And it was so good. And that's when I fell in love with habaneros. And I realized that they had such a different flavor than other peppers.
Yes. Yes, they're really good with sweet things. Pineapple, mango.
Mm-hmm. I don't love salsas with fruit in them. But I like the combination, like, let's say, I don't know.
Sweet and salty is just, I love that combo.
I do too, but if it's just a salsa, like a peach salsa, I don't like that.
I mean, only mango if there's something salsa, really sweet with it.
Mango salsa, no. I don't want that.
Mango's kind of a weird flavor. Like, it's good, but it's a little strange. I've had good mango salsa, but only with really salty pork.
It helps. I feel like I think all pastore does it really well, where you get this really nice, slightly spicy, but really full of chili flavor. You know, it's marinated in, like, red chilies, you know, and pineapple juice as well. So you get this pork that's really super flavorful, and then you put fresh pineapples on it. And versus a pineapple salsa with all these other flavors, just, like, fresh pineapples, that's all it needs. It doesn't need this whole salsa. There's something about, like, onions and fruit that I don't like. And that's pretty much what fruit salsas are. It's like onions and fruit and maybe like some peppers and lime juice. And onions and fruit is gross to me.
I think that's sort of gross too. I mean, unless the onions are pickled beforehand.
Maybe.
You know, and they're more vinegary, and then you have this, like, strawberry red onion thing. I don't know. It's not my first choice. No. I'd rather have a fucking pepper.
Yeah.
Pepper, isn't a pepper a fruit? Is it a fruit? No.
I don't think so.
It's a vegetable. Yeah. I was hoping maybe it was a fruit. Let's talk about micheladas.
Sure.
So, if I wanted to make a michelada at home real fast, what would I do?
If you wanted to make a michelada, what you could do is get some beer, throw some tomato or clamato juice, if that's your thing, in it. It's kind of, you know, the same basis as a Bloody Mary. Think of a Bloody Mary, but with beer, Mexican style. So, you know, instead of lemon juice, you're going to add lime juice. If you want to throw some Tabasco in there, great. Some chili powder, awesome. Worcestershire, sure. But the basis of it is tomato juice, lime, beer, and whatever spices you want to add. Typically, you know, cayenne or chili powder. And then the rim is definitely salted. And you can add, I've had a lot of micheladas in Mexico where the drink itself is really, really salty. And that's why I can only drink one of them. Some of my friends can just drink one after the other like they love them. And I just like one. One is, like, enough, and then I just want regular beer after that, because they're so salty and flavor-packed.
Yeah. And then you're just, like, guzzling spices down.
Mm-hmm. And another thing that's better, so there's a little bit of controversy here on which is a michelada and what is a chelada. And when I was in Mexico, I would ask people, and no one really knew. Some people called a michelada one thing and a chelada another, and vice versa. So, in my mind, a michelada has tomato juice and spices and lime juice and whatever. And then a chelada is just beer and lime juice and some salt.
So, michelada with tomato, chelada without.
Mm-hmm, basically. But, again, people switch those terms depending on the person. Not even depending on the region, just depending on the person.
How do you say tomato in Spanish?
Tomate.
Tomate.
Yeah.
No tomate. For me.
Sin tomate.
Sin tomate, por favor.
Para mí.
Para mí.
Sí.
Sin tomate.
Sin tomate para mí, por favor.
Sin tomate para mí, por favor.
So, yeah.
Sam, we're ready to go to Mexico.
Let's go. Mexico City, here we come.
Let me get Roberto's sombrero.
Yeah. No, that's my brother's, actually.
Oh, it's your bro's?
Yeah.
Would you be embarrassed if I got off the plane to Mexico wearing a sombrero?
Yeah. For sure. I'd be
very embarrassed. I might do it, though. Just to get a rise out of you.
You're going to look like a tourist. They're going to be like, oh, let me show you where Senor Frogs is. We're not going to Senor Frogs.
I've heard that place is really cool, though.
It's not. Whoever you heard that from is fucking stupid.
Oh.
Talk about Sam. In Colorado.
Okay, so.
In Colorado, when people ask me, like, oh, what's a Colorado food? You know, there's not a whole lot, really. Colorado doesn't have its own, like, you know, special cuisine or food.
It has Palisade peaches.
Palisade peaches, sure.
Rocky Ford cantaloupes.
Yeah, sure. That's just, like, a specific produce item, though. But, like, a cuisine, like, a type of food.
Mexican.
No. Just green chili in general. Just green chili. That's a total Colorado thing.
You're right.
It's a New Mexico thing, too. Colorado, New Mexico, green chili all the way.
True. And the New Mexican style seems to be my favorite.
I'm not sure what the difference is.
I think what it is you use New Mexican hatch chilies.
Sure.
And hatch chilies are a type of Anaheim pepper.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then it's basically just garlic and a little bit of lard, mm-hmm. if you want.
Oh, yeah, I want.
And salt. And that's it.
Great.
And when I've made it, I will just get my roasted hatch chilies. I'll, like, peel them under running water, and then I'll, like, dice them up really good. I'll take out some of the seeds,
mm-hmm.
just because it's so seedy if you don't. And then I'll mince up a garlic clove and I'll like fry it just for like a minute till it's aromatic with pork. You know, I'll do like pork chops in there. And then just put your green chili in there with some stock, some vegetable stock. And that's all you need to do. And then just let it simmer all day. That and it's so
great.
Good.
That sounds great.
It's really good.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think some green chilies, like, they put a lot of spices in them. And you don't really know.
No, I don't want that.
No.
That's how the green chili I made was there was other spices. There was cumin in there. There was a shit ton of cilantro, which made it really nice and green. I will say that. It was green chili, which a lot of times green chili is not green at all.
It's like poop.
It's brown.
Yeah.
It's definitely brown. Like, the green chili my mom makes is not green.
Yeah.
It's definitely, like, a tannish brown color.
Which I think that turns some people off.
I think it does, too, but that's, like, good green chili.
Yeah.
It's never actually green.
It's true.
It's never green.
We should just start calling it brown chili.
We should, yeah. It's never actually green. But the green chili I made was, it had a shit ton of cilantro in it, which is a super overpowering flavor that I don't love. But it was definitely green, which was nice, I guess.
I know, it was pretty.
It was super green.
Yeah. It was colorful.
But
I also like green chili with flecks of, like, tomato chunks sometimes.
Oh, yeah, me too. I think that's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, tomato chunks in it is awesome.
It's like Christmas. Christmas chili.
So Christmas style is when you order something at a restaurant and it has both green and red chili on it. That's a really New Mexican thing to say, is, can I have those tamales Christmas style?
Cool.
So red and green chili.
Oh, yeah.
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 What's your favorite green chili? Where is it from? A restaurant?
My favorite green chili is Las Casitas.
Okay.
Yeah, we need to go there.
Yeah, we do. I want to say my favorite one is actually Santiago's.
Santiago's is awesome. That's my second favorite.
I think it's great.
I think that you will have the same rating after you try Las Casitas. Okay. Okay. Because Santiago's is really good. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of amazing because it's a chain. Mm-hmm. But it's so fucking good.
But it's a Colorado chain, you know. It started as a one store and then got popular. You know, I think it's legit.
Like Chipotle.
Yeah. Now Chipotle is huge.
You saw it here first. Or maybe you didn't.
Right on.
But we did.
Right on Evans. We still go to the first Chipotle ever.
Oh, yeah.
It's exactly the same as all the other ones.
I don't know. I thought you said that it wasn't the same. Like, you went somewhere in, like, Nebraska and had it or something.
That wasn't me.
Oh. Yes, it was you. But it wasn't Nebraska.
It wasn't Chipotle.
No, you did. You went to a Chipotle somewhere and it wasn't as good. You said they made your burrito, like, tiny. I swear you told me that. Oh, well, that's all right. Yeah. So,
we need to drink our beer. It's getting
hot. I know. It is.
We're drinking Pacifico and Sol right now. Because it's what you would typically eat with spicy food.
Oh, yeah. If we're going Mexican.
A nice light beer. Because not only does the coldness cool your mouth off for just a second, but when you're drunk, spicy food hurts less.
That's true.
So it's great to, you know, have a beer with some spicy food because you can handle the heat better.
Yes, it'll make you feel more comfortable. Mm-hmm. It'll relax you.
Oh, yeah.
You'll be a little more numb to the effects.
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of nice.
Huh, I want some spicy food right now.
I do, too. Should we go make some?
Yeah.
What do you want to make?
We could make
duck curry.
Yeah.
Mmm. That was so good when we made that.
We could make pork tacos.
We should.
We could make vindaloo.
Sam, stop it.
My favorite thing at Little India is their vindaloo, and it's pretty hot.
Do you ask them to make it hotter than they normally would?
Next time I will. The first time I ever had it, again, it was a few years ago, and it was super hot. So hot. Like, I had to ask for yogurt to, you know, mix with it so it would dilute it a bit. And then the last couple times I had it, it didn't taste as hot, you know. I can handle it a lot better. It was still pretty hot. It was nice and hot. It was good, but I didn't need any damn yogurt.
Oh, no.
So next time I get it, I know, yeah, I'm going to ask him to kick it up a notch with the spiciness.
They call it raita.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's like yogurt and cucumbers.
It's like tzatziki for Indian people.
Yeah. There's no dill in it, though.
No.
It's just like yogurt and cucumbers, right?
And mint, probably. Maybe.
And tzatziki has dill.
Or right? Mint. Yeah.
Okay. Last time I had something that I almost couldn't handle that was so spicy was at the Giggling Grizzly, which have the hottest wings I've ever had. And this is a little bar, you know, it's like a sports bar in Lodo off of like 20th and Blake or something like that. And it's called the Giggling Grizzly, and you can go there. And the first time we went there, we heard that they had ghost pepper wings. So that's why we went there. Because anytime we've had wings at other places and we get the extra, extra, extra hot, they're not that hot.
No.
Buffalo Wild Wings has mango habanero, which are hot. They're good hot, you know, but they're not like crazy. Like, we want them, you know.
Oh, yeah.
So we go to the Giggling Grizzly and we get these ghost pepper wings, and they have an amazing flavor. They're pretty damn hot. But, you know, they're doable. Like, we can always finish them. But they hurt. They hurt pretty fucking bad. So last time we went there, they were out. They were out of the ghost pepper wings. We were like, okay, well, can we just have the hot wings? But, you know, can you just, like, make them as spicy as the ghost pepper wings? And she was like, yeah, sure. So we get them, and when they get to the table, we can smell how spicy they are immediately.
Like, were you sneezing? Like, did you feel like you had to sneeze?
Yeah, and, like, just, you know, sitting normally at the table, not even, like, bending down, putting our face close to the wings, you could feel it in your nose. These were fucking hot. Way hotter than the ghost pepper wings. So, we eat one, and it's maybe the hottest thing I've ever put in my mouth. It was crazy hot. And it hurt so bad, but they tasted so good. And again, the only thing that really offsets the heat that helps from hurting it, it's not water, it's not milk, it's not ice cream, it's more wings. So that's the only thing that helps. So that's why, it's the only thing. So that's how I ate 7 of those ungodly spicy wings. Was the only thing that helps it not burn is to take another bite in a weird, you know, ironic way, I guess.
Sam, do you think it's weird when I blow my nose at the table?
Yes.
Does that bother you? Why?
Because I think it's gross, and it personally grosses me out. I don't want boogers.
I don't want to go to the bathroom because to blow my nose just because I got a little runny nose.
I think you should just deal with having a runny nose.
I mean, I'm going to be wiping it on the inside of my shirt.
I guess we're just different, and like that doesn't happen to me, so I don't need to go blow my nose.
So you're so lucky.
I guess I can't really relate, and that's why it grosses me out.
You're so lucky that you don't have to deal with that.
Alright, so I can deal with you blowing your nose at the table. What I cannot deal with is you pulling out a gross hanky that you keep in your pocket with all your boogers in it from the day. That is 100% disgusting, uncivilized.
It is civilized!
No, it's gross, Helen.
Classy people have hankies.
Yeah, maybe in the 1800s when they didn't have, like, disposable tissues. No, classy people don't have hankies. Classy people definitely don't have hankies. Classy people use a tissue and throw it in the trash, and they don't put boogers in their pockets.
Sam!
That is the grossest thing that I know about you.
Oh, that you have grosser shit on me.
No, that's, oh, okay. That takes the cake.
Yeah, you're right.
That takes the cake. It
does. Sam, I feel like we're nearing the end here, but mm-hmm. I felt like in honor of the festivity of our first podcast, we should snort just a little bit of chili powder.
Do you have some? I thought you didn't bring it.
I don't know. I put that chili powder. I keep a vial of chili powder in my backpack. In my backpack, I carry with me everywhere.
Scorpion powder.
Scorpion powder, which Sam got for me at the flea market.
Yeah, it's great. Super spicy. I love it. I love putting it on food. One thing that I don't know is snort it. So that's where Helen and I differ. I love spicy food, and I love when my food is spicy. And Helen does, too. But Helen also loves when spicy things go up her nose.
It feels really good because you get that rush.
I don't think it feels good.
No, it feels... Well, it doesn't
feel good. I like the feeling on my tongue. I like that feeling. Like, if that feels good.
Yeah.
But in my nose, no.
Sam, I have to go get some powder from your kitchen.
I don't have anything.
I'll be right back. You don't have anything?
I have cayenne, that's
it. I'm sure you have... Okay, that's what we'll start. Just a little bit for the occasion, Sam.
Okay.
Sam, where is it? Is it in your...
It should be right up front in the cabinet.
In your pantry? Oh, yeah. I see it.
Yeah. I use it a lot, so it's right up front.
You have two kinds.
I know. Use the full one. The old one, the other one is really old. I should just throw it away.
You should throw it away.
Yeah.
Or give it to some of your wussy friends so they can practice.
Yeah, right. I know.
That's what you should do.
I mean, that still works. It's still hot.
That would be the nice thing to do. Okay, so...
It's funny how red one is and the other one is really not red.
I know. Why is that?
I wonder if it's because it's old.
I don't think so.
Sure. Yeah, they're just different kinds.
Yeah. You know how peppers are. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's snort a little bit. Just a little bit, Sam. No, Sam, just a tiny bit. I haven't done this in a while. I'm not drunk enough to do this, but I'm going to do it anyways. Okay, just a little on the tongue. Actually, afterward, because you don't want to get it wet. Okay, ready? One, two, three.
Ugh, God.
Are you alright?
Why did you do that?
I'm gonna put some in my other nostril.
Why did you make
me do that? Oh!
I knew I would hate it.
No, it's not that bad.
Yeah, it is.
Is it? I think you did more than I did. Ugh. Oh.
Well, this concludes our first podcast.
Thank you so much for listening.
If you're really daring, I dare you to snort some cayenne pepper.
Impress,
it feels great.
Impress all your friends.
Also, scare them.
Yeah, scare them. If you ever feel like somebody's getting totally out of control, just do that. And then they'll think you're the one that's out of control. And then exit. Exit on that note. Oh, Sam's crying.
Don't be shy. Una aventura es más divertida si huele a peligro. Si te invito a una copa y me acerco a tu boca, si te robo un besito, a ver, te lo das conmigo. ¿Qué dirías si esta noche te seduzco en mi coche? Que se empañen los vidrios y la regla es que goces. Si te falto el respeto y luego culpo al alcohol, si levanto tu falda, me darías el derecho a medir tu sensatez, poner en juego tu cuerpo. Si te parece.